so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve? You deserve the glory.
And the honor, the glory
and the honor. We lift the voice,
Lord, we lift our hands in worship
as we lift
your holy name.
You deserve the glory and the Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name.
You are great,
you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you.
Hallelujah. 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 You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we'll lift our voice in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and all the honor. Lord, we lift up our voice in worship as we bless your holy name. You are so great. You did miracles so great. There is no one, Lord, like you. Lord, there is no one. There is no one, Lord, like you. For you're so great. You do miracles, Lord, so great. There is no one, Lord, like you. There is no one, oh, we magnify you, Father. Like you. You're the God who hears us when we pray. The God who delivers us when we're in trouble. The God who meets our needs according to your riches in glory. A miracle working God, the God of peace, the God who heals, the God who delivers, the God who is present in the time of trouble. You're the God who causes lions to have lockjaw, the fire not to consume your people. You're the God who splits rivers and oceans, and you ride the wind. Father, we call upon you this day. We worship you. For you deserve all the glory, all the honor, all worship, all adoration. And we bless your holy name. You're so great. You do miracles so great. There is no one, Lord, like you.
There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
So great. There is no one else.
Thank you,
like
Jesus.
There is no
fill this place for God
like
with the fragrance of your presence. Let not one person sick leave this place sick. Let not one person impoverished leave this place poor. Let not one person leave this place that is challenged by issues leave this place, oh God, still challenged. Speak to us and forever change us, Father. We give you praise for all things, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord God Almighty a good clap offering. Hallelujah. He deserves all the worship, all the adoration. He is God. Amen. I want to welcome you to the house of the Lord this glorious day that the Lord Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. Amen. Welcome. Those of you that are listening in Africa, in Asia, in wherever place you're listening, the Lord is with you right where you are, as He is with us here. We give God praise. Amen. at the presence of the Lord as true liberty, and we declare your liberty today. Freedom from every limitation. Let everything that stands in your way fall before you. In the mighty name of Jesus, every mountain reduced to fill the valley. Your path shall be steady. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Worship team, thank you so very much for a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Part of the worship team are away, but we thank God for the team that we have with us today. They certainly led us into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, in just a few days from now, in a week, starting actually Sunday morning next week, we start a very special meeting that we've captioned the Spiritual Warfare Conference. This is a conference that has been marked out by the Lord, in which he is going to equip you and I to push back the darkness, redeem the times, a conference that he says there's going to be a seismic shift in all realms for your benefit and my benefit. I want you to prepare yourself for it. Prepare yourself for the experience that you're going to have. We have a great man of God, Bishop Archibald Cole from Sierra Leone, and another great general from the nation of Tanzania, Dr. Vernon Fernandez. These are mighty men that have faced challenges and come through because the power of God is present in their lives, and they know something about spiritual warfare. And I'm going to be starting out Sunday morning, and then we're going to take it from there. This meeting is marked out for 3 days. But there's something inside of me that's saying that maybe that is not all that's going to happen. But you and I are going to get back everything the enemy has stolen. Amen? I'm going to have the team play a quick video. And while they're setting that up, shortly after that, that's going to be Good Friday, and we have another conference coming up. It's called the Good God Conference. Amen. I like that one. Good God. Can somebody say good God? Amen. And we're going to experience the goodness of God. Access granted. Praise the Lord. Because of a good God. Amen. You know, it's strange to be advertising two conferences back to back, but it's okay. We can handle it. Amen. Are you guys ready in the back? Awesome. Roll it. Put the lights down a little bit for those who are in-house.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mama is going to come at this time. Do share that on your platforms. Send it out to your contacts. People are watching from all over the world. I got a notification from a minister in Pakistan late this morning. He said, I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be watching. You know, so send the word out. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Everybody. Oh, God day, everybody.
Amen. God day.
Can you tell your neighbor God day?
God day.
When it's a God day, it will be a victorious day. Every second, every nanosecond, he is with us. Amen. All right, it's that time we pray. I'm going to pray for the children. Please, I'll do a just quick short announcement. I'm not sure if it was on the screen. I did suggest families that are from one household up to six, you can sit together. So you can take a role in church if you want. And if you've chosen a role during the service, just make sure that's yours. So if you go to the bathroom, you come back, don't start going to sit somewhere else. That's your role because the seats have already been sanitized and cleaned. So just keep that for yourself through the service. Amen? Now, if you are not from the same family, I think three people to a role. But I think three people to the biggest role. So maybe two to the ones on the side. And for now, we're just occupying the first sections. So please, even though we are spacing ourselves out, the places that are taped out, don't go start removing tape and then choose to do that. Follow the rules of the church. Say amen. Obedience, God love. Disobedience, God hate. God says if you are disobedient, you have the sin of witchcraft. And actually, the glory of God, the kingdom of God that is in you is taken and given to somebody else. So don't lose out because of rebellion. Say amen. There's no room for rebellion in this house. If you like to be a rebel, find another church. Not this one. It won't do you good here. Say a big amen. You came today to be blessed. You didn't come to waste your time. Hallelujah. All right, for now, usually we bring the children to the front and we lay hands and pray for them. But children, you can place your hand on yourself. As we pray here, God will touch you where you are. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for all our families. We thank you for all our children. From age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those in the womb, Lord, every single one of them, those from every walk of life, every decade of life, every career age, every school age, every retirement age, any age where they find themselves, Father, touch every one of them. Touch all our biological children, all our spiritual children, all our partners all over the world. Minister your grace to them. The Lord reign over their lives. They will remain in divine health. They will remain in divine wealth. The works of Satan is not their portion. They will overcome every struggle. In the name of Jesus, victory is theirs. Victory is ours. We are the children of the Most High God. A table has been laid for us to feast. Your children feast in health. They feast in wealth. They feast in peace. They feast in joy. They feast in happiness. They feast in everything that is good. God, you are a good God. May the goodness of God be with them always. And the diseases of this world is not their portion. They are covered under the blood of Jesus, under the word of the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Excel in school. Excel in your career. Excel in your business. Excel in ministry. In Jesus' name, we declare so done. Amen. All right, children. Normally, I finish before I dismiss them, but they can go, and then I'll continue with the prayer. So quickly, take your bags, your stuff, so I don't want up and down movement during the service, so we'll let them exit quickly. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Listen to your teachers. Praise the Lord. All right, let's continue with the prayer. Father, we thank you for our time together with you. Lord, we welcome your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you into our heart, into our church, into our ministry, into this house, and into our neighborhoods and our city and our nation. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, turn your Bible quickly to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. There are 28 verses, so we're going to, if you're tired of standing, you can sit. And then when I'm praying, you can stand again. So just stay in the word. All right, let's read together. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Psalm 118, let's read. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. I don't know what you've been going through. God is good all the time. Even when things are not good, God is good. You begin to say he's good, and that goodness will come to you. Because God has sent forth. It says, Psalm 23, say he sent goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So you better of saying he is good, so that goodness will follow you. If you say God is wicked, then wickedness will follow you. So just say God is good. Amen. So they've been assigned to serve you. So goodness and mercy are assigned to serve you all your days. All your days. So the day that is not good, you begin to call them goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy, follow me now. Follow my daughter. Follow my son. Follow my job. Follow this business. Follow everything. Say amen. Follow my health. If you are sick, you can begin to say, follow me. If you are struggling, follow me. Goodness. Say amen and mercy. His mercy endureth forever. And Bible says his mercies are new every morning. So there's a brand new one today. We are still in the morning right now. So brand new, fresh, you know, fresh baked bread. There's nothing like that, you know. I like bread, but bread doesn't like me, so I hardly eat bread. So praise the Lord, but it smells good. I used to bake a lot of bread when the kids were little, but I don't do that anymore. So praise the Lord. It just smells good. So there's fresh manna from heaven, fresh goodness and mercy this morning. Say amen. So my day is going to be great. Somebody say that. Yes, you are the prophet of your own life. So my day is going to be great. Maybe I didn't start well this morning, but it has changed. Say amen. All right, let's read on verse 2. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the people of Winnipeg now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the household of the Ephesino now say that his mercy endureth forever. Did you call your own name? Say amen. See, he said, let. You have to say it for yourself. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. So you get it? You already said that. Amen. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Are there people who fear the Lord in this house? The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you want wisdom in your life, then you have the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say, let them say, his mercy endureth forever. Say it like you mean it. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. How long does the mercy stay? Forever. Blind Bartimaeus, that's all he needed to say. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And he got his sight. So calling on the mercy of God, healing will come to you. Say amen. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. How many of you want to be in a large place? Amen. Hallelujah. God doesn't believe in anything small. It says, don't despise the day of your small beginning, but it didn't say stay small. He takes you to a large place. He takes you to a wealthy place. That's what Psalm 66 tells us. Say amen. So God will set me and my family in a large place. Can you say that? Amen. At the end, I'm going to say amen. So we're already praying. You know, the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. So when you pray the word, it discerns and diagnoses everything about your life and give you the perfect solution. So you are already praying the best prayer in your life right now. Say amen. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? So never fear man all the days of your life. Man can do nothing to you. What they say, they can do no, what they say, do no jack or something like that, they say. So he can do nothing. Zoch. Say amen. The fear of the Lord is what you need to have. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. So you have to get your own desire for yourself. Verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Say amen. You can't put your confidence in any man. It must be God. Bible says everything will fail. Everything fails. People will disappoint you. People will hurt you. People will say something to you and they will never, they will even make a vow. They never fulfill it. But when God says, he will never fail. Say amen. So put your trust in him. Say amen. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Why confidence in princes? Those are your governmental leadership, because it used to be kings and princes that ruled the world. But now we have politicians and leaders that govern what goes on in your nation. Why are you putting on masks right now? You can have all the faith you want to have in this world. They work with both. That's why God says, pray for your leaders. Say amen. The decisions they make affect you. So you need to pray for them all the time. And pray for your nation. Say amen. Say amen. So, but even with that, I say, don't put your confidence in them. Put it in the Lord. Pray for them, but put your confidence in the Lord. When they want election, they say all kinds of things. After they get it, they go back to the same old, or even backwards. So you put your trust in the Lord. Say amen. Just like newlywed dating couple, oh, when I marry you, I'll do this, I'll do that, both sides. And then when they marry, they take each other for granted. May that not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Verse 10, all nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Say amen. Look at that. It doesn't matter what nation come about you. You have enough strength in you to destroy their works. Did you read that? Verse 10, all nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. So anything, any nation come up that is against your family, to make sure you don't serve the Lord, you have the power to destroy it. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen like you have strength inside you. Verse 11, they compassed me about. Yeah, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. That's an emphasis, so you can change any situation. Say amen. God has empowered you. The power that is given to you is not a small power. You can do great things with it. Your voice counts. Say amen. Somebody say, my voice counts. And it can do wonders. Say amen. Because the God of wonder is inside you. Say amen. Verse 12, they compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Say amen. I don't know what is buzzing around you, disturbing you. Any kind of fiery tongues and everything that is against you, in the name of the Lord, say, I destroy them. Say amen. Whether they are spiritual things or biological things or physical things, things you can see or not see, visible or invisible, you destroy all those thorns. You've been delivered from thorns and thistles. So any fiery thorns, they are destroyed. Any bees buzzing around, if they are not making honey, sweet honey for you, they are destroyed. They are not there to eat your flesh. So whatever is aching and biting you, they are destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Verse 13, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Any setup to make sure you fall apart, they are destroyed. You will not fall, you will stand. You will not be destroyed. They will be destroyed. Things that come against you and your family shall be destroyed. You will remain standing. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. Keep on singing and worshiping him. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. This is the tabernacle. Your body is a temple of the living God. And the house where you worship is also the tabernacle of the Lord. It said the voice of rejoicing. Are there voices of rejoicing in this house? I don't know about that kind of your hallelujah this morning. You don't sound like you mean anything. I'll give you one last chance. The voice of rejoicing. See, praise the Lord. You got to let the devil know that you mean business. He say his job is going to and fro, looking for whom he will devour. So when he looks at you, he say, ah, not that one. That one knows how to fire back. How many people know how to fire back? How many of you want the devil to lose your address? Lose my address right now. Well, he say you have the voice of rejoicing. So in church, you know, I'm talking a little bit more quiet because this mic sounds very loud. So the voice of rejoicing, see? I didn't even put any volume. If I put more volume than that, you can imagine. Hallelujah. I am not a Mickey Mouse voice person. I am a child of the King of Glory. The Bible says, is there no king in you? Is there no lion in you? You can roar more than the lion. When you speak here, it goes to the everywhere, to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout with a voice of rejoicing. That is not even high volume for me. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Well, that's the word of the Lord. That's how God asks his children to speak. Amen? We don't just talk to one another that way, but God says sometimes when you're going to deal, spiritual warfare conference is coming, you got to know how to use your voice. That's spiritual warfare 101 class. Got to use your voice. God is not coming to speak for you. You got to speak. He's authorized you. Say amen. Some people say, God, if you are really alive, why aren't you doing anything? God say, I've authorized you to do something. So stay there. Even your angels will fold their hands and watch you. You'll be drowning there. They'll be looking at you because you never commanded them to do anything. They only obey commands. They obey the voice of the word of God. So while you are speaking right now, you are collecting goodies and keeping them inside your spirit. So when you speak later, that word goes forth and walk. Say amen. Don't say amen like a wimp. Say amen like you mean business. Say amen. Yeah, the children can teach you. Go to Sunday school class. You hear their voices. Praise the Lord. All right, let me finish this quickly. Somebody say, I have the voice of rejoicing. Salvation is in my tabernacle. Yes, it says it's in you, because that thing that is going to deliver you from that thing is in you, so use it. Amen. Say amen. Your deliverance is not coming somewhere else. God has put it in you, so use it. When you have the name of Jesus, his name is Savior, salvation. So use that name. Hallelujah. The right hand of the Lord dwelt valiantly. Hallelujah. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord dwelt valiantly. Valiantly or valiantly? Valiantly. Canadians say valiantly. Yeah, valiantly. English people say valiantly. So your English is so many. I've lived here 40 years and it's still funny. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I shall not die. Somebody say, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Why don't you say that to COVID? I shall not die. You're just a little disturbing bug and you're going away. You can't eat any member of my family. And if it has affected some of your family members, you tell it, stop, you don't go any further. In the name of Jesus. The Lord had chastened me sore, but he had not given me over unto death. Say amen. Things might be going around that looks like, oh, this hurts. He said, the Lord, there are times when it's not even the devil, it's God refining you so that you become pure as gold. He said, the Lord. Did you read that? The Lord has chastened me. The Bible said, those whom he loved, he chastised. Chastened me sore. So that means if you are sore, you felt it. But he had not given me over unto death. So no sickness is unto death. No pain is unto death. If you are a child of God, you are coming out of it. Say amen. Say, I'm coming out of it. If your finances have been like they just at minus, just like we normally have minus 50 degrees in the winter, thank God this winter we didn't have it. So praise the Lord. You know, so if your finance is minus, God can bring you to the plus. Say amen. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and we go into them, and I will praise the Lord. Say amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glorious God. God will take care of you and meet your needs. Say amen. He meets my need all the time. Even when I don't pray for things, they come to me. I think I've told you that all the time, so you can just say, me too, Lord. Say amen. Say amen. How many of you have sister-in-laws that spoil them? I have those kind of sister-in-laws. They just send me so many things. Sister-in-laws. You know, they're supposed to be outlaws, but they are in. In love. Not in law, but they are in love. You will have brothers and sisters in love. Say amen. You will have mother-in-laws in love, or you have in-law. Which one do you want? Love. So change in-law to in-love. Say amen. They take care of me. Even the jewelry I'm wearing this morning, you like it? She asked me, did you wear them already? I said, oh, we have COVID. I'm not wearing anything yet. So I just wore it in case she's watching today. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because I want more supplies. Say amen. When people give you stuff and you don't use them, they say, oh, you don't like it. So, but it's not just something you want to do right now, but you just do it. So I want a little bit of it. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She didn't only spoil me, including my kids and grandkids. She just sent a whole bunch, 2 containers of jewelry. So praise the Lord. So So I just gave the others to them. I don't need that much. I kept two. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you want to be receiving free jewelry? Sow some. I sow all the time. So I'm a seed sower. So overflow. Say amen. Say amen. Sometimes some of the ladies say, oh, is that new? I go, it's not new. I've had it. It's just that you never saw me wear it. So praise the Lord. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you want God to take care of your need? Say amen. One of our sisters came and said, oh, my house is paid for. I said, me too. I joined that flow. Say amen. I'm the only one saying me too. Why did I not hear a lot of me too? How would you like to have mortgage free? Some of our families here, their mortgage have been paid for. But we want the whole church mortgage to be paid for. Say amen. And if you are renting, then you can say, God, I need my own house. God says you will have houses that you did not build. So if you don't have, you say, Lord, I receive houses that I did not build. Not only that, God said, I will furnish it. So I receive wonderful furnishings. Not the one that have bugs in them. Not the one that one leg is broken and you have to use that tape. What they call that tape that people use? Duct tape, and you tape it, you know. No. Best wood, best furniture, best material. Not the ones that have allergy. You sit on it and the next thing you have a big patch of rash. No. So qualify what you want. God has given you a blank check. That's the word of the Lord. Blank check. Fill in the blanks. With your mouth. Not depending on princes. Not depending on man. Depending on the Most High God. God will take care of you. And minister exactly what you need to you. You might be the lowest right now, but you're coming up higher. He said he took us out of the dunghill, out of the miry clay, and put us on the rock. So all of us started from ground below zero, and God is lifting us up. Say, I lift my hands to you, Lord. Take care of me and my family. In the name of Jesus, I put my trust in you. Verse 21, I'll praise thee, for thou hast heard me and hast become my salvation. Shout hallelujah. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's talking about Jesus and it's also talking about us. Say amen. People don't know who you are now. They might be rejecting you. They rejected Jesus, but he's now the King of Kings. Everything in heaven and on earth is being given to him. He's the owner of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. All powers bow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All powers in heaven and earth are in his hands. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. If people have been rejecting you, they will celebrate you. When you give them a call and they ignore you, the next time they will be so happy to hear your voice. They are going to be looking for your attention. Those who have been ignoring you will now seek your attention. Say amen. It's God that does the rising. It's God that does the lifting. My turn is next. Say amen. Say me too. Verse 24. This is the day which the Lord had made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Maybe you started this morning sour, but right now you are in the rejoicing zone. Say amen. God made this day for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Hallelujah. What day is day? What is today? What happens today? Oh my God, help us. I don't know. Verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. What day is this? day of prosperity, so your health must prosper. So you point your finger to yourself, prosper. Your mind must prosper. Your spirit must prosper. Your body must prosper. Your pocketbook must prosper. Say amen. A day of prosperity all around. Your relationship will prosper. Say amen. Your children, your children's children, and their spouses will prosper. Verse 26, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Anyone that blesses you is blessed. Anyone that blesses you is blessed. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind this sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Passover is coming. It's time of binding things to the altar. Every sacrifice, God will answer by fire and by blessing. Say amen. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. You came to praise the name of the Lord this morning. Can you shout one more hallelujah? The last verse, 29. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Say amen. Father, bless your word in our spirit, soul, and body. Let them go to work and do exactly what it says. And may we follow the guidance of your word in the name of Jesus. Bless the nation of Israel. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace, peace to Jerusalem. And peace to all the nations of the earth. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We actually can go home now. That was so powerful. Well, we have a job to do. And the job we have to do is to become more aware of who God is, what he wants to accomplish in our lives. Brother Sam, happy birthday. And happy birthday to all those that had birthdays this wonderful month. Elder Andre, Brother Byron, Deacon Lindsay. Wow, lots and lots. Be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. God is good. We celebrate each other. Well, it is the people that know their God that are great. The people that know their God that do exploits. And one of the fundamental things that we've become very aware of, as we've discussed this one that we worship, is that he tells us that he has a name. His name is Yahweh. The self-existent one. He exists not because I believe in him. You know, people who say, well, I don't believe in God, and they think they are being tough by saying that. It just means, you know, the Bible says, it's the fool who says in his heart there's no God. How arrogant do you get to assume that God is not there? That's like my granddaughter. I saw with her, one of our granddaughters, and, you know, she thinks when she puts her hands in front of her face that you disappeared.
That's the foolishness of man. But the incredible truth about knowing God is that when you know God, you get to know you. Because as He is, so are you. He gives you His name, and He birthed you just like cows give birth to cows, and dogs give birth to dogs, and everything produces after its kind. So also, when God gave birth, God gave birth to God. There is Godness in you. Hallelujah. And our Lord Jesus came to represent that fact. He said, I came to make sure that you know the Father. That was one of His primary purpose, to reveal the Father. And we've talked about that. It also says to us that He came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. For this purpose was the Son of Man revealed that He might destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to reveal the Father, but He also came to destroy the works of the devil. And I wonder, what was the connection between both of them? Well, because the manifestation of God is the destruction of the devil. And that means, therefore, child of God, that the manifestation of you is the destruction of the devil. He said, I am the light, and darkness cannot comprehend me. And He says that you are the light, and darkness cannot comprehend you. Just as He is, whatever it is that we get to know about God, God is revealing in us. Whatever God does, God is doing through us. So when God says, I'm the provider, it's a sentence from God that says that you cannot lack, because if you lack, you cannot be a provider. Wake up already. I know we went 1 hour ahead. Wake up. When God says, I'm your healer, God is saying that when you show up, sickness got to vamoose. Because the ability, the power, the grace to bring healing has been released into your spirit man. And every time you get squeezed, what that which God is comes out of you. Oh, Jesus is Lord. Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, was a true representation of God in the earth. We've talked about the names of God and the attributes, the way He revealed Himself. And last week we talked about why Jesus came. Today I want to just hint on how Jesus manifested the names of God in Himself. Because the bottom line to what we are talking about is this, that God said that He is establishing His covenant. And if He's establishing His covenant, I need to know the one who made the covenant. And is He good for it? And when I settle the fact that He is good for the deal that He's making, then there's no problem. Amen? Hallelujah. When you are doing business
Both parties want to be certain that they that are doing the business together are good in fulfilling the terms of the contract. If I'm trying to do business with some guy and I need a building built for $30 million, and this guy comes to me and says, I can do it. I want to find out you can do $30 million structure for me. Yes, I can do it. What's your portfolio? Show me your portfolio. Let me see your track record. What have you done before? And he better be looking at me and saying, I'd like to know that you can pay me when I finish this job. That makes sense? Okay. So when we're talking about Jesus, we're not talking about the guy in the Philippines that says he's Jesus. The one in Nigeria that says his name is Jesus. Or the one in Mexico City that says his name is Jesus. I spell it the same way, J-E-S-U-S. I say, how come you're calling it Jesus? We're not talking about that. We're talking about the one that came into the womb of a virgin called Mary, that was born in the little town called Bethlehem, the one who went to the cross and died on the cross of Calvary, rose again from the dead on the third day, ascended into the heavens on the 40th, the one who is the soon coming king. You know, when I'm praying some serious prayers, you know, when I'm really, really serious, I'm really, you know, really pushing some for some details, I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, I list it so that heaven and earth know the name that I'm calling. I'm not calling the one in Mexico City. This is the name, the one that has a name that is above every other name, the name that must be bowed to, that must be confessed as Lord. In his name, I declare and I decree that this is done. Amen? So is Jesus our provider? The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 22, let's go through this real quick. Genesis 22, verse 13. Genesis 22 and verse 13. Says, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And the next verse says, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, or Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Amen? Jehovah Jireh, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Let me just stop there for a moment. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen that he is the God who provides. Amen? You know what? The key factor to that statement is this, that in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. We're going to declare this day that our eyes be open to see who He is. Because when we see who He is, our provision is made manifest. Hallelujah. Someone say, Lord, I can see You are my provider, my source. Hallelujah. John 6 and verse 35, the Lord says, I am the bread. I'm the Lord God who meets your need. Man should not live by bread alone, but by that word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God, the word of God. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never what? Hunger. Huh. Why? He's my provider. He's the one meeting my needs. He that comes to me shall never. What part of time is left out of never? No part. So God says, you come to me, say bye-bye to hunger. Hello? But you know what? This is what we've got to understand. Whatever you don't receive from God never becomes your reality. When you come to the understanding that God says, you come to me, you will never hunger, I don't have any time to try to spiritualize anything there. Well, it just means you're not going to be spiritually hungry. Okay. So, the bread is only for spiritual needs to be met. But that's not what God is talking about, because he is the one who took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 hungry men, not counting the women or the children. So He meets physical needs, natural needs, spiritual needs, emotional needs. He is the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. I say amen to that. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Not only are you not going to be hungry, you are not going to be thirsty. Huh? That's who Jesus is to you and I. He banishes lack. Many years ago, I can still see myself there right now. I heard the voice of the Lord. He said to me, what was my first miracle? I said, you turned water into wine. He said, no. I said, what do you mean, no? You turned water into wine. That's what you did. He said, no, you're wrong. I said, okay, Lord, I know you're everywhere present, but I still need to shave. I'm going to bring my Bible and I'm going to open it and I'm going to read it to you so that you know that you are wrong. I'm not wrong. So I brought the Bible and I read from the Gospel of John. And there in black and white, it was. It said, this was his first miracle. I said, you see, I'm right, you're wrong. He said, no, you're wrong. I said, how can I be wrong? I just read it to you from your own Bible. He said, no, that was it. I said, okay, tell me, what was your first miracle? He said, my first miracle was I broke the backbone of lack. I said, huh? He said, you heard me. I broke the backbone of lack. I said, what do you mean? He said, what they lacked was wine. I produce wine. Because I hate lack. God hates lack. Hallelujah. He hates it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hates it. Whatever it is that you and I lack, God wants to reverse. And I declare today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, I declare that the spirit of lack in every life that is hearing me right now be forever shattered by the authority of His word and His name. Amen. You will lack nothing good. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Exodus 15. Exodus chapter 15, verse 25. Exodus 15 and verse 25. He says, "And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he had cast into the waters, and the waters were made sweet." These were bitter waters, made sweet. "Then he made for them a statute." He made for them a statute. A statute. That's a written legal declaration. And an ordinance. There he proved them. 26. And he said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice," if you will diligently, fervently, in a committed manner, listen to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. What disease? He's talking about bitter waters being turned into sweet. And God is saying, I am not going to allow bitter waters in your life. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I've brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am your Jehovah, Yahweh, Rapha. God that healeth thee. I'm going to take the bitter waters out of your life because a stick has been thrown into that water. That stick represented that cross. You know, oh God, help us. We have allowed the devil to lie to us. You know, the word of God says that we can have heaven on earth. It says that. But we have allowed the devil to teach us, to manipulate our thinking, to embrace bitterness in life. And we say, well, we live in a sinful world. But the word of God tells us that we are not of this world. You know what the Bible says? So where do we get our education from? We get our education from looking at the world and not at the word. Let me say that again. We're looking at the world and not at the word. The word supersedes everything that's in the world. I must not live my life based on other people's experiences. We still die when it is not God's will for us to die. Don't let me annoy you. Death came because of sin. Is that not true? But he has already paid the price for sin. And he says, I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, you shall not die. And I have spiritualized it. You have spiritualized it. And so we die. No wonder the Lord came to me and said to me, son, I'm still looking for somebody to believe me not to die. I said, huh? What do you mean? You said you heard me. I'm still looking for somebody to believe me not to die. What? Listen. I know in the Old Testament it talks about living up to 70 years and up to 120. But that is like being a baby when the world started with Adam and Eve. They were living up to 900 plus. It could have lived forever. So since the power of sin has been broken off of our lives, shouldn't we just be living and living and living and living and living until we're satisfied when we are 560-something, until we're satisfied when we are 800-something, until we're satisfied, say, God, I just want to see your face. Can I just come up? Beam me up, Scotty. Huh? No. We are 50. Oh, all my hair is falling off. My knee is hurting. I've got brother arthritis. What on earth? What craziness? What craziness? We allow the world system to determine how we're going to feel. What we're going to do, how we're going to live. But God said, laughter is medicine. just being a person rejoicing in the things of God. Says, I don't want bitter waters for you. I want them sweet. Because that's how I want you to walk in the operation of divine health. I want your life to be a sweet life. Somebody say, I have a sweet life. No bitterness in my life. I reject bitterness in Jesus' name. He is my healer. Glory be to God. We don't have to live under the status quo of the natural world. We have the right to resist the devil and he will flee. Now, it's not like he won't try to bring arthritis and high blood pressure and cancer and whatever else into your life. It's not like he's not going to try. But you don't have to accept it. You don't have to say, I guess this is my fate. Well, forget about your F-A-T-E. And take a hold of your F-A-I-T-H and tell that devil to vamoose. I have the faith of the Son of God, the faith that will not fail. Hallelujah. The faith of God. And by that faith, I quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Glory be to God. And after I finish quenching the darts of the enemy, I use this faith to bash the head of the enemy in. Pow! Glory be to God. You know, what's that cartoon figure? It's not a cartoon. Superhero. Mr. America, whatever it is they call it. Huh? Captain America, yes. Yeah. I'm Captain Jesus. Glory. Kingdom of God. Pow! And then enemy learns real quick not to come visit in my area. Because every time he comes, He's going to get one of those powers. Glory be to God. We've got something. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to represent that for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In 1 Peter 2:24, he says, by his stripes you were healed. We were healed. Where? Past tense. That means before the sickness came, healing had already come in and quenched its fiery dart. I can walk in divine health. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospers. How does my soul prosper? My soul prospers by the word of God. Glory be to God. He is Jehovah Rohi, the God who is my shepherd. Jesus, our Lord, tells us that he is a good shepherd. In Psalm 23, verse 1 through 3, where God talks about himself as Jehovah Rohi, Psalm 23, the good shepherd, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, right? And the first promise that the man of God pulls to himself is, I shall not what? Want. I shall lack nothing. God will not withhold any good thing from us. Hallelujah. He's not one who teases. He has all of this available to us. And we must not live in fear. Because when you have the good shepherd with you, why should you be afraid of anything? He's a good shepherd. David showed how good shepherds work. When the lion came and threatened the flock, he just went there and tore the lion apart. When the bear came, he knocked the kijijis off of that bear, killed that sucker. Well, if David did that, the God we serve does even greater. Amen? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you understand what that means? I shall not want. That means that you don't have the opportunity to want. Oh, my Lord. Help me. That means that you don't have the opportunity to want. That means that before you want it, it is provided for. You say, Pastor, let's be real. Okay, stay real the way you want. I'm going to get real the way God's word says. He said, you're not going to want. Why? Because before you even think you want it, the Lord is Jehovah Yireh. He's provided for it already. Hallelujah. That's the God you and I serve. And that's the God we need to know. And when we know this God, the way God wants us to know him, we will live in heaven right now. Glory be to God. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Then it says, look at this in verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in what? In dry, brown, useless grass. No, green pastures. Because he's my good shepherd. I'm looking forward to that, not just to the spiritual warfare conference coming up this Sunday. I'm looking forward to the next one coming, the Good God conference. Because I want to know about this good God.
He leaded me beside still waters. This is one who knows what you need. Still, sheep are afraid of turbulent water. So he brings the sheep to what is suitable to address its need without fear. You don't need to be afraid. I don't need to be afraid. Because God does not bring me into an atmosphere of fear. He brings me into an atmosphere where he knows that I know that he knows that I know that he knows that he is God, and that the devil knows that I know that he, the devil, knows that he, the devil, is defeated, because I've got a big, big God who is on my side. Devil's a defeated foe. He has nothing to be celebrated. Jesus, our Lord, says in John chapter 10, fulfilling that remarkable statement. John 10, 11, our Lord Jesus Christ comes and he declares, he says, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. A sheep compared to the shepherd is nothing. Will you agree with that? Sheep is an animal. The shepherd is the person created in the image and likeness of God. But he says, listen, this is how committed I am to you, that I, the one who is worth everything, am willing to give my life for you. That doesn't worth too much. You don't worth that much. The word of God is remarkable. He says, look at you. You're weak. He says, but I chose you the weak to confound the so strong, the so-called mighty ones. He says, look at you. You act like a fool, but I chose you, the foolish one, to dumbfound the wise. So the reality is this, that none of us here are worth anything. But God says, I want to use you to shut up the mouth of those people that think that they are something. So there was a man called Stephen, being stoned, just about before he was being stoned, you know, he stood and began to speak, and he shut down everybody's mouth. They said, oh, wow, this guy, where did he get all this wisdom from? What school did he go to? Did he go to Oxford or did he go to Garden City Collegiate? Didn't matter. God can use every single one of us here to shut down systems. We just read it in Psalm 118 a moment ago. It says, you're going, you know, deal with nations. Deal with complex situations and shut them down. It says, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Who is it that stands against you as you stand with the anointing of God upon your life? Which mountain stands before Zerubbabel? Which mountain stands before you, Michael? Which one stands before you, Francis? Which one stands before you, Andre? Which one stands before you, Sherry? Which one stands before you, Samuel? Which one stands before you? There is nothing that you and I cannot accomplish when we have the hand of God, the goodness of God upon our lives. He says, I give my life for you. I'm the good shepherd. I don't run away because there is trouble. No, I'm going to say, get behind me. Let me take care of this trouble. The battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. I say the battle is the Lord's. You know, in high school, I had this friend, and this big guy. I was skinny and, you know, I could be blown away by the wind until I got married and something else happened. Hallelujah. So I had this friend of mine, and I will look for trouble, and when they want to attack me, I just run behind him, and he says, you want something? And he takes on the fight. And so whenever he was with me, I was bold. When he was not with me, I went back to my normal self. Oh, but when you know that you have the Lord with you, no fear. You are bold as a lion because you got the Lion of Judah with you. So you can mouth off. Glory be to God. There's not one person here that can match up with the devil. Not one person here. He's been around and he's messed a lot of lives up. But you know what? Because we've got the Lord with us, we can say, devil, you are rebuked in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I have the right to speak up. Glory be to God. Because of the one I know backs me up. He's ahead of me. He's with me. He's behind me. He's above me. He's beneath me. He's on my left, he's on my right. I am surrounded by the goodness of a good shepherd. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's faithful. He's Jehovah Shalom, the God who is my peace. In Numbers chapter 6, beginning to read from verse 22, we read these words. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, on this wise, this is how you're going to bless the children of Israel, by saying these things to them. 24. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. Hallelujah. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Oh, glory. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee what? Peace. Shalom. He's a God who gives to us peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything in its proper place, in order. Shalom of God. I like those times when the Lord comes and speaks to me about something.
or out of the blue ask me a question. In the early days, I was prompt to answer. You know, when you're in school and the teacher is asking a question, you know, then I found out that every time I did that, I failed. I didn't have the answer. Because God's approach to it was totally different from mine. But this particular time, I was going to be a smart aleck. And he says, what is the most violent word in the Bible? And I said, violence. I said, I don't know. What is it? And he says, peace. I said, what? Peace is the most violent word in the Bible? He said, yes. I say, why is peace the most violent word in the Bible? And before he gave me the scripture, he said to me, for you to be at peace and calm on the inside, peace has to defeat everything so that you can be at peace. That makes sense. It says, and the God of peace shall crush, put the enemy under your feet. The God of peace. The God of peace is a God who is violent against that which wants to bring violence and disturbance into any area of your life. Understand that. He's a God of peace. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, the word of God says, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Notice that, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a ever-present one. In Ezekiel chapter 48, Ezekiel 48 and verse 35. I'm still in the introduction. But it's okay. We're reminding ourselves. It says, it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is There. Jehovah or Yahweh Shammah, God who is there. And you see, Jesus is that same one to us. He's there with you. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances, he is there. He is with you. He says in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But better yet, he says, he was with them, his disciples, preaching the gospel. In Matthew 28 and verse 20, he was there with them. He says, go into the world, preach the gospel, teach them, teach men to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you all the way, always, even unto the end of the world. I'm going to be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Who is he going to be with? Those that are observing, those that are teaching, those that are declaring his word of truth. He says, I'm going to be with you, no matter what. Through the thick through the thin, I am going to be with you. Why is he going to be with us? To help us. He's going to be with us to help us. He confirmed their words that they spoke with signs, wonders, and miracles. He's promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen? Jesus, our Lord, was a manifestation of that characteristic in God, never leave you. When he was going to leave the disciples, he says, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will send you a comfort. I won't send you somebody who's going to walk the paraclete, who's going to walk alongside of you. God is not an absentee father. Say that again. He's not an absentee father. Your father and your mother may forsake you, but God will not forsake you. A woman may forget the child that she's given suckling to, but God says, I don't get to do that. It's impossible for me to do that. I'm going to be with you through the thick, through the thin, through the wind, through the fire, through the flood, through whatever it is that's happening in your life. I don't get to leave you. I'm going to stay with you. I have a stake in you to make sure that you come out right. Amen? And I'm going to be there with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is Jehovah, my righteousness. In Jeremiah chapter 23, Jeremiah 23 and verse 5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In verse 6, in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called. Hallelujah. If I'm not mistaken, this is the only passage that I know of, I might be wrong, that capitalizes all of that statement. The Lord, our righteousness. The Lord, our righteousness. The one who gives us the right standing. The one who gives us access. The one who allows us to sit with him. The Lord, our righteousness. And the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled that for us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, we read these powerful words. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. He says to us, for he had made him to be sin for us. He made him to be sin for us. That's an incredible statement. That's a loaded statement. He made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, this is an incredible statement. It starts out from the 16th verse. And I'm going to read it from the 16th verse and land there. And I'm going to make a statement that you have to handle in the balance of the truth that it's releasing. Because the truth of God's word is a sharp edge. If you go too far on one end, you go into error. You go too far on the other end, you go into error. You got to stay right dead center. Amen? So I'm going to encourage you to do just that. Because just like the message of grace, which is the empowering presence of God in your life, can be shifted one way or the other and can get you into error, so also this statement that you just saw there in verse 21, if you don't handle it right, can get you into error. So I want you to stay right dead center on the truth. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, he says. We don't know any man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, from now on, know we him no more. And if you were to conclude that statement completely, it would be no more after the flesh. Does that make sense? Okay. So, know no man after the flesh. Don't even know me after the flesh. So he goes. In verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? A new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are what? Become new. So the old things are flipped around, and now they are what? New. Do you get that? Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I shall make them white as wool. Though they be as crimson, white as snow. Yeah? That's Isaiah 1:18. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white. Though they be as crimson, they shall be white. As wool and as snow. In essence, I'm going to take the sin. Come along. I'm going to take the sin and I'm going to flip it around. You get that? I'm going to take the old and I'm going to flip it around. You get it? Okay. 18. And all things are of God. What are all of God? All things. Anything removed from the all? No. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He's reconciled us. That's a statement of balance in the books. You reconcile when you go to the bank. Before they leave that bank, they have to reconcile the books. Hello? Balance. And God says, I'm making a reconciliation. I'm going to balance the books. 19. To we that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not just you, but everyone. He was reconciling everyone to himself. How? Not imputing their trespasses unto them, not accounting their sins unto them. What do we do most times? We account sins to people. God says, no, that's not what I did. I did not impute their trespass unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Yes, you messed up. That's right. That's okay. But God is going to flip this thing around. What the enemy meant for evil in your life is flipped around. Amen? Hallelujah. Think about your life. Any part of your life that was a mess up, guess what God is doing with it? He's flipping it around. Here is a Saul who became Paul. He flipped it from Saul to Paul. Hello? As Saul, he was murdering believers. He was so tenacious. He flipped it around, and now this man is tenacious for God. He flipped it around. There's nothing wrong with your personality. He flips it around. Did you hear what I said? He does what? Flips it around. 20. Now then, we are ambassadors. We're representatives of the kingdom of God for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Get reconciled to God. There's no reason why you should not be reconciled to God. And finally, 21. For he had made him to be what? Sin for us. He made him to be what? Sin. This is the righteous God. And because he knows that you and I love sinning, he made him to be sin for us. So that the same passion and the same drive that you had to go sinning, you'll have the same passion and the same drive to live right. Did you get the point? He's not changing your passion. He's driving your passion, but now he's saying, oh, so you like sinning. Okay, I'll become sin. Have passion towards me. So now your drive will be towards him. This is your new drug. Hello? So he says, be drunk. I'm not stopping you from drinking. Be drunk with the Spirit. I'm not stopping you from dancing. Dance unto the Lord. I'm not stopping you from shouting. Shout unto the Lord. I'm not stopping you from fighting. The violent, take it by force. Yeah. All my character is going to change. No, he flips it. Amen? He just flips it and brings good out of it. He causes all things to work together for my good, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God is saying, you're fine with me. I like that. There's something about you that I like. People saying that they don't like me because I'm a fighter, and God says, I like you. You're a fighter. Some of you might think God didn't like Trump. God loved Trump. He loved him because the guy was a fighter. He was fighting, 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 fighting. And God says, I like that spirit. I like that. I'll flip it around. And the guy that's there right now that gets everything, God is still saying, I like that because I want you to forget about your past. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Oh, you are the one who... I don't remember that. It's called righteousness. Hello? I told you to stay in balance. Did I not say that at the beginning? All I'm saying is this. Let God take even the worst part of you and flip it around. Amen? It takes junk houses and flips it. He's a master flipper. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for his faithfulness. Father, we are thankful for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that daily you are transforming our lives. You are renewing our minds. You are causing your glory to be manifested in us, with us, and through us. We exalt your exalted name. And we say, Lord, let thy kingdom come and your will even now be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Show yourself strong in our lives, Father. Reveal yourself to us and help us be everything you say we can be. Lord, oh God, you are declaring to us there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So, Lord, oh God, this day we make the decision not to walk after the flesh, but now we walk after the Spirit of your word. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We declare liberty for your people. We declare, God, grace abounds towards your people. We declare, God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I trust that something that was shared today spoke to your spirit, and that each one of us, having received the word of God, at this day glorifying him who reigns supreme forever. Amen? Hallelujah. Is there anyone here this morning who will say, you know, Pastor, I've received the word of God, and I see that there are certain areas in my life that demand change, and I want that change to take place. I want God to flip things around for my good. And I would like you to pray with me for this great miracle. Just raise your right hand and I'll pray with you before we leave today. Anyone like that? I see that hand over there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone else? I see another hand over there. Yeah, praise the Lord. You can put it down. Anyone else? You just know you need to let God be what he needs to be in your life. Okay, let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I trust you with my life. I give it completely to you. Flip this life of mine around for your glory and honor. Turn it all around for me, that my life may testify of your goodness in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, for everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, for your ever presence in my life. Blessed be your holy name. I am forever changed, and Jesus is Lord over my life. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord. He is good. He is good. Amen. At this time, we will honor God with our tithes, with our offerings, and we'll also share in communion together. If you do not have your communion in your hand, just raise your hand and the ushers will get your communion to you. All right? If you don't have one of this, just raise your hand so that it can be given to you. And please just come and honor God with your giving, with your tithe,
with your offerings, with your vows, whatever it is that God has spoken to you to do, just do it now. Praise God. I'm going to ask Mama to come join me. Those of you that are online, please use the prompts and information that you have on your screen. The donation at Glory and Peace Church for your e-transfers. You can go to the website and use the website donate button to dispense your tithe, offerings, or vows. And if there are particular ways that you sense that will be easiest for you to be able to exercise the grace of God on your life to give, do let us know so that we can work on providing those particular platforms so that access to giving is easier for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, this is the body of the Lord. As we take of this body and we eat, may we become one with Him who did all things to make certain that He became one with us. Hallelujah. As you take this, let the joy that is in the Lord become your joy. Let the strength that is in the Lord become your strength. Let the peace that is in Him become your peace. Let the health that He has become yours. He is sickness free. He is poverty free. May everything that God is become your present experience. Take of this body and eat in Jesus' name.
Same night Jesus was betrayed, He took the cup of wine and said, "This is my blood." In the message today, all you heard about the Lord, who He is. He is your Jehovah Jireh. He is your righteousness. So all those things that He is Jehovah Shammah. So all those things that God is all in His blood. Life is in the blood. May His life enter your life.
Amen.
May your weakness be gone and may His strength come in.
Hallelujah.
He's a master flipper. May He flip your blood that can decay to His blood that never dies.
Hallelujah.
May His blood speak better things in your life.
Amen.
May you have a great testimony 2021. Health, family, home, business, career, church, everything. In Jesus' name, take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
If you're sick anywhere, you can put your hand there. Just going to declare the healing. We've done that while we're taking communion. There's some people, their faith always go, "Pray for me." Before we leave the altar to that entrance, somebody's going to come and say, "Pray." You should engage. Everything is already provided. Just say, "I receive it." Father, we thank you for your healing virtue.
Yes.
That everyone that is sick at home, even here, those hearing the sound of my voice, I declare by the stripe of Jesus you were healed. Be healed.
Amen.
Be restored.
Amen.
Be made whole.
Amen.
From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet.
Yes.
There be a turnaround of every situation for your good right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there anyone that is here for the first time? We're going to dismiss those that are online. We bless you. May the peace of God garrison your heart. And please do subscribe to our YouTube channel, share, use a Facebook live, and like whatever it is that you need to do so that you can receive promptings when we have a service coming up and you can engage with us in that regard. Bless you. We love you. And have a great evening. We'll see you tonight for another wonderful time. And do please remember that this next Sunday morning, we start a new conference. And that conference is going to go on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Monday evening, and Tuesday evening. All right? 6:30 p.m. Central Time. God bless you. We love you. Bye for now. Anyone here for the first time? Let me say a quick hello.